Hace Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. Backyard bonfires, dark star-filled skies, and lots of cows. These are some of the lovely memories that our storyteller Andrew shares with us in today's episode about his time living and working in the Australian countryside.
No internet, no heating for a lot of the time. And then a couple of months after I moved in there, the oven broke as well. So that was my home for the 14 months.
In today's episode, Andrew talks about the wonders and challenges of moving out of home for the first time and starting a job in a country hospital in the small town of Colac. After spending his whole life growing up in the big city, Andrew tells us about learning to spend time on his own and how he realized that family, friends, and fun come in all shapes and sizes. We're calling this episode Feeling Fine. Before we begin listening, let's talk about some of the vocabulary and expressions you'll hear Andrew say. Firstly, to look out for. Andrew's story is full of phrasal verbs, and this is one of them. To look out for means to take notice or watch over someone, usually with a level of care. Another common expression with a similar meaning is to keep an eye on someone. Estar pendiente de alguien. Andrew talks about moving out of home and realizing that he needed to start looking out for himself. Next, dodgy. Dodgy is an informal adjective that we use to describe something or someone that is suspicious, dishonest, or of bad quality. For example, you could talk about a dodgy internet connection or a dodgy car salesman. Dodgy. Bonfire. A bonfire is a big fire lit outdoors, usually as part of a celebration or to burn rubbish. Una hoguera in español. Typically, in many English books or movies, they talk about children toasting marshmallows and telling scary stories around a bonfire. Footy. F-O-O-T-Y. Footy is a nickname that Australians use to refer to Australian football. This is a sport that looks a little bit like rugby, but involves bouncing a ball in addition to throwing and kicking it around a big grass oval. Andrew mentions watching and playing footy as a typical weekend hobby of many Australians. And finally, to come to a head. To come to a head usually refers to a problem or a difficult situation reaching some sort of critical moment or stage that some action needs to be taken to change what's happening. Llegar a un punto crítico en español. In his story, Andrew talks about his feelings of loneliness coming to a head when he broke up with his girlfriend. To come to a head. As always, you have a downloadable transcript, vocabulary list, and listening comprehension activities on our website, haceinglés.com/podcast. Okay, let's get into the story.
G'day, I'm Andrew. I just started working at the hospital in Colac. It was my first time living out of home, and I was just sitting at the table having breakfast with one of the dietitians who worked there, and we were just sitting and chatting. And before we were heading into work, she looked across at me and she said, "I think before we go in, you should probably iron your shirt." And that was kind of, I don't know, I think the first time I kind of realized that, you know, I was out of home now and I needed to sort of start looking after myself. Colac is a very classic Australian country town. One main street, a couple of pubs, one supermarket, and then around it, lots of farms. So big dairy industry, so cows for milk, and lots of sheep as well. And I'd always lived in Melbourne. I was looking for work around Melbourne, but there wasn't really anything available. And my girlfriend at the time had moved out towards the west of Victoria, the state that I lived in. So it kind of made sense to be out that way. I stayed in the accommodation that the hospital had put me up in for a couple of weeks. And then eventually a really nice lady that I worked with, one of the physio assistants, said that she had a spare room at her place. So I rolled up to this, to their property, and they had this big, beautiful kind of homestead, kind of big house at the front, really beautiful brick house, really big chimney. So I was actually really, I was really excited. And then I drove past that down the really long driveway. They're on quite a big block, to what turned out to be my flat, which is essentially probably the size of my bedroom now. So the whole place. So one small bedroom, single bed, and then a really, really tiny bathroom and toilet, and then a really small kitchen and living area. No internet, pretty dodgy mobile phone signal, no heating for a lot of the time. And then a couple of months after I moved in there, the oven broke as well. So that was my home for the 14 months. It took a little bit of adjusting. Melbourne's a really big, vibrant city, really cosmopolitan. Like, I lived at home with my family, and I had a really big network of friends that I saw really, really often. Standard weekend in Melbourne would be, you know, maybe going out for dinner or meeting friends for brunch or coffee or going out at nighttime to a few different bars. Lots of really good nightlife in Melbourne. So it was definitely different leaving that and going to a really small place like Colac. One of the things that they like to do out there was bonfires. So what they do during the couple of weeks was they'd gather everything up, either that was kind of like old rubbish that they didn't need or scrap bits of timber or old furniture, things like that. And in the back half of Trevor and Di's property, they basically had what was a big empty field. So everything would just get piled up into the middle of the field during the week. And then every fortnight, normally on a Friday night, they'd have a group of family and friends around, and we'd light up the bonfire. And everyone would just stand around and have a couple of drinks and chat next to the fire all night. I think it was one of my, not my first experience, but I think one of my first regular experiences of when the sun goes down, it's actually dark. This always seemed really strange to me. It's something to do when I saw it in movies and stuff, when people would go out and just lie on their back on the grass and just look up at the sky and look at the stars. But that was actually something I started to do. Really beautiful starry sky, massive fire in the background, lots of really beautiful warm people around. Trevor and Di, the people that took me in, were just like the most beautiful, incredible people. So I would describe Trevor and Di as classically Australian. So they're in their mid-50s, adult kids. Di had shoulder length, dyed blonde hair. And then Trevor, pretty much always in the same outfit of flannel shirt, khaki work shorts, work boots, and just really into classic Australian male hobbies. So the footy, fishing, would spend every weekend going into the forest to cut firewood, just really friendly. Something I found, even just the effects of being away from everything that was familiar, was really challenging. So that was definitely something that I found quite difficult, was I think spending lots of time alone, and that being quite new, whereas normally I'd be, you know, really social and seeing people all the time. And I think that kind of really came to a head as well when probably halfway through the year my girlfriend and I broke up, and that exacerbated that kind of feeling of being alone. Initially I'd get home from work at 5:30 and I might go for a walk or something, then have dinner and then go to bed basically when it got dark. So I think there were times when it was really challenging and I was feeling really lonely, and it wasn't that great. So after we'd broken up, and I can remember just being inside cooking dinner one night, and there was a knock at the sliding glass door behind me, and it was Trevor standing there with a couple of beers, handed me a beer and came in and sat down, and we had a chat for 30 or 40 minutes. And I think that brought it home as well, is that even though I was away from who I'd normally think of as familiar in my normal group of friends and family, is that I'd found kind of another group of really important people as well. So I found lots of things to get involved with. I actually started coaching a kids basketball team in my actual alone time. I think I just got a lot better at trying to find things that were meaningful and just being comfortable with that. So taught myself some guitar, spent time playing basketball by myself, but just being comfortable that I didn't have to be around people all the time to kind of be happy. I left Colac for the last time and drove away knowing that it had been a really, really positive experience and taking with me lots of friends that I'll have forever. And I think a lot of confidence and skills I got in terms of just being independent were helpful when I did eventually move home from Colac and moved overseas. I was able to take a lot of those things with me as well. I think there's very little, to be honest, that people from the city could teach people from the country. I think they've definitely got all the knowledge and the wisdom. So I think a couple of things that I definitely learned were that strawberries and other fruits grow from flowers, which I never knew, and that there are many more than one type of cow.
After moving away from Colac, Andrew has since explored Southeast Asia, worked in London, and backpacked across Europe. Not on his own, but with his new girlfriend, Amanda. The couple now live in their version of the Australian dream in the suburbs of Melbourne, where they live together with their newly bought home, a vegetable patch, worm farm, and their lovable adopted greyhound named Granny. Gracias por haber escuchado la historia de Andrew. Si aún no lo has hecho, suscríbete a Into the Story en Spotify, iTunes, o tu plataforma preferida. And if you have a story to tell, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at hello@acinglese.com. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we hope you have a good time, or at least a good story to tell.